Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for Jesus, because He is so good that His mercy endures forever. And I thank God for His love today. Thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I truly thank God for Jesus. This morning, I truly thank God for those who are in most all that we thank God for giving us a chance to be on this earth. Everybody did not make it to another night. And please pray for the bereaved family. I thank God for Jesus. Today is my day. Praise God that my mom passed away. Praise God. And we are going to put her to rest. And please pray for me. Thank God for Jesus. And I could sympathize those people out there who lost their father and mother, a sister or brother. But death do not stop. Only God can stop death. But right now, pray that those who suffer in their bodies, praise God, and God gave them rest in Him. That's why the Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled." That they enter into God's glory. They enter into another life that God has established for them. And I truly thank God. So those who got mothers or fathers alive, cherish them. Spend more time with them, knowing that God is with them. So I truly thank God for having the opportunity to know my mom, and thank God for Jesus. But today, I'm going into the book of 2 Peter, the second chapter, pertaining to the false prophets and teachers. We are living in a time now, it's getting gross darkness, getting darker and darker. And now today, as you look around you, there are so many things happening on this earth, whether it comes from the weather, whether it comes from a political part situation, or whether it comes from family, or whatever is going on, the spirit of darkness. And the Lord let us know in Matthew, the 24th chapter, of things is coming upon this earth. But we, as a people of God, we have to cover ourselves, close ourselves with the garment of righteousness and the garment of protection. Because the enemy, Jesus let us know, his job is to kill, to steal, and destroy. And thank God, we who are called, that God select you as the elect, be very careful in your walk with the Lord. Make sure you line yourself up with the Word of God. Because Jesus is soon to come, and God going to release His Son to come back to get those who are ready for Him. So I thank God for the Word of God today. And in 2 Peter, the second chapter, and it says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemy. And in their greed, they will exploit you with deceptive words. Their judgment made long ago does not linger, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be kept for judgment. See? And I thank God for Jesus. All came from when Satan fell from grace, when he felt like he was more than God, and he deceived one third of God's angels in heaven. But God made a place for Satan and his angel, and that's a place called hell. So truly, I thank God for Jesus. But right now, the demons are roaming the earth through and fro, who they can see and devour and destroy. But we as a people of God, we need to have our eyes open to receive what God wants us to see, and to cherish the things that God wants us to cherish. We are not to take God lightly when it comes to his word. We need to trust God every step of the way. We need to know that God is with us at all times. We need to walk the walk and talk the talk that God ordained us to be. We don't have time to sugarcoat the word of God, because the enemy is out to destroy the work of God. And thank God for Jesus. And then it says here, for if God did not spare the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains and darkness to be kept for judgment. And if he did not spare the ancient world, but save Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. And then here comes Sodom and Gomorrah. God had to spare Lot and his daughter, his family, praise God, out of that city, because God saw so much sin and so much abomination in his presence. So the God that we serve today, that's the same God want to plead. Praise God. He pleading. That's why he gave us Jesus. He's pleading with us. Pleading for those who are not saved, who are not giving their life to the Lord. God is giving them a chance to repent of their sin and to ask God to forgive them of their sin. But if they continue to live the sinful life, to continue to be wicked, praise God, they give God no choice, but he going to do what he say he's going to do, to destroy the wicked. But thank God for Jesus. And Satan's satanic activity is happening among us. Deafness and dumbness afflicting our people. People can't hear. People cannot speak. Blindness, people cannot see. Thank you, Jesus. Grief, taking people alive. People, they lost their loved one because of death, because death is God's enemy. Praise God. And then provocation, vexation, when the enemy come and bring his deadly stuff upon his people, and their mind is not like they supposed to be, and their mind is not the mind of Christ. Satan got their mind in a turmoil. And that's when they go out and take people alive, even take their lives, doing things that's not in, is not present in God's eyesight. But they do these things because why? Satan take power over them, take power over their spirit, Praise God and have them do the opposite instead of doing the right way. And then here come murder, suicide, adultery, convulsion, lust, confusion, and strife among the family. And you see a lot of that among the family, confusion and strife. When the mother come against the daughter and the daughter come against the mother, the same way with the father and the son. Praise God, siblings fight among themselves. It's all happened because of the satanic activity that Satan drenched his spirit upon those who enhance it, who embrace it. Praise God. But I thank God for Jesus. Then you got false worshipers that worship false gods. Praise God. They cannot see, cannot hear, but they worship those things. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Peter. Praise God. Letting us know on how the false prophets and teachers are doing their activity and deceiving many minds of the people. So my brothers and sisters, we need to go more into Christ, to trust Jesus Christ, and to rely on the Word of God, the true and living Word of God, because it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. But one thing about it, we need to trust God more than ever before. And I thank God for His Word. And then I thank God that God is pleading with the ungodly that they give their life to Him today. Truly, I thank God for Jesus. We are in a warfare right now of the things that's happening on this earth. But we as a people of God, in the midst of the storm, we need to trust God than ever before. We need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't throw in the towel when things are getting so much, you get so overwhelmed. Run to the Word of God. Run to the altar and lay yourself on the altar and say, Lord, what shall I do? How can I go by doing this? This is so much on me. What can I do to get this salvation? So my brothers and sisters, praise God, how can I keep myself in my right frame of mind? Go to the Word of God. Don't let the devil put you in that mold. Don't get that mindset. Just trust God every step of the way. Let's keep our eyes on God. Let's focus on what He's saying in His Word. He will take care of His own as long as we trust in Him. So my brothers and sisters, may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Let him receive all that God is saying right now. But one thing about it, put your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He will see you through this. In the midst of the storm, He will see you through this. He will give you a strong discernment to know from truth to wrongness. But thank God for His grace and mercy. May the mercy of God be upon every one of you. Have a great day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.